nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Wow, I guess sometimes I can be a little smarty. Huh? You hear me there?
That's what we love about you, Tim. It's incisive, though sometimes sarcastic humor.
All right.
And do, and am I ever sarcastic? No.
All right. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. It is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And making his debut as the tri-host on the program today is our brother Steve Jordahl.
Thank you. I'm on loan from Learning Community College.
Learning Community College.
And you're visiting the university
up
today.
To the big leagues the four, today.
The four-year
yes,
school.
Absolutely.
Coming to the four-year school.
That's right.
J.J. Jasper is gone away to Illinois. Is that where he is? Kentucky? Somewhere.
You know what?
I think it's Illinois. Maybe Missouri. No, it's Missouri.
Yes.
He's going to
St. He was last night. He was at St.
Genevieve, Missouri.
Missouri. That's where he was.
And where is he today?
I think he's probably on his way home.
Okay. Anyway, so Steve's filling in for JJ. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, before we get to the program and get started here, let me give the phone number. This is the phone number to call in and be on the show, to ask a question or answer one, trivia or a riddle. Here it is. Now, only call if you've gotten on the air. If you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, you can imagine how many people listen to this show, how many people call, and they want to be on the air.
It's in the millions.
And they don't get through.
Right.
Yeah. It can affect people's lives.
It can.
And we've seen this happen before, and we don't want to be a part of a downward spiral. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. We have heard people say, I tried for weeks to get on, and so I went to Baskin-Robbins and ate a half gallon of ice cream. Thanks, guys.
Exactly. So here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. To call and be on the air with us, 888-589-8840. Steve.
Yes, sir. I come bearing gifts.
That's a good start for you, Steve.
I know. It's a bribe. There is a loyal listener and a man who, it turns out, shares a birthday with me on March 21st. His name is Darren Hill. Darren contacted us and said, hey, I'm a big fan of Trivia Friday. I have some pens. I turn pens. If you know what that means, you put some wood on a lathe and you turn these wooden pens, and he makes pens out of them. And I have one. It's actually mine is made out of deer antler, and it writes very well. Nice heft. It's a great pen. Anyway, Darren Hill, as we've asked him to come on so we could just meet him and say thank you. Darren, good morning.
Howdy.
Hey, so thank you for these. We're going to be giving one of these away with our mystery question. If you get that, you get not only a T-shirt, but maybe for the next couple of weeks, you get a pen as well. Tell me, where did you? How do you do these pens?
Just turn them on the lathe. It takes me about half an hour to make one.
Yeah.
So where do you listen, brother?
College Station, Texas, Texas A&M University.
Oh, did you send Steve this A&M?
I did.
He did. I'm wearing it in his honor. If you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, you can see the Texas A&M shirt that he sent along. Yeah.
So cool. He's a temporary Aggie.
Yeah, he's a temporary Aggie. Yeah, there you go.
We're very grateful, Darren. And I want you to tell us if people want to take a look at what these look like or if they maybe want to order one from them. How did they get a hold of you?
You can find me at dartwoodworks.com. That's my website, Dart as in Darren and Rebecca's twins.
Ah, D-A-R-T, Woodwork. Is it Woodworks plural or singular?
Plural.
Go there right now, Steve. Type that
All right.
And see what you can find out. So it takes you half an hour to make one of these pens out of what kind of products?
Wood, antler, plastic.
What's the hardest material?
Pepperoni?
Deer antler.
Pepperoni.
And it smells when it turns.
A deer antler is the hardest?
Wow.
Yeah. Like a rock.
Is this a pumpkin I've got on your homepage?
No.
It's beautiful.
Sculpture.
It's a what?
Sculpture.
Sculpture. Well,
yeah, I think you just offended it, Steve.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
I might have. This is a former listener of former fan of the show. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, DARTwoodworks.com. And you I'm sure that if you look at the gallery, I think probably, oh my goodness, you're very talented. Go to this page, guys. Anyway, if you look there, somewhere on there, you'll be able to find the pens, a picture of those pens that we are looking for. Darren, thank you. It's an honor to have you listening, and I appreciate the gifts you are gifting us with.
I appreciate the opportunity to let you have them. It's a blessing to me to give them to you. I hope they make very good use of them, because there's only one way to be smarter and better, and that's to write better.
Yes.
There
you go.
And that is awesomer. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate your brother.
He makes these on a lathe. Now, I'm not a woodworking guy. When I was growing up and my dad called me lathy, was that, you know, on Saturdays?
Exactly.
Is that the same kind of thing?
I barely made it through ninth grade shop class.
I was the same
teacher
way.
Was glad to see me go. I was an endangerment.
I haven't logged into this thing, but these sculptures at his fine art gallery are absolutely stunning.
All right.
Now, what's the website again?
D-A-R-T, Dart. woodworks.com.
Gotcha. All right, here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each and then ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. And you can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. Just go to Today's Issues. Type in Today's Issues on Facebook or YouTube, and you can join us there live video streaming. Also, we have a question that if answered, you will hear this sound. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the beloved cowbell will ring amongst us all. And then you will have won a T-shirt.
A T-shirt and a pen.
Yeah, duly noted.
Right.
So you can, if you will win that, the Trivia Friday T-shirt, which we're holding up now on our Facebook and YouTube live stream, and then you'll win that, and you'll win yourself one of these pens from our brother that he made, handcrafted.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. I don't think there's anything left to do.
Nothing holding us back from going to our questions.
But go to our questions, Ed.
All right, and just one last time, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to be on this here show, 888-589-8840. Here are my three questions. Two of them are a blast from the past. Yes, we go back to visit Sacagawea.
Ah.
Question number one, Sacagawea, the Native American who helped guide the Lewis and Clark expedition, was of what Indian tribe? What tribe was Sacagawea from?
I would go to see that movie. Back to Sacagawea.
Back to Sacagawea.
Yeah, I would go see that.
Yeah. That whole thing started because we were in fun, having a little fun with the name.
Yeah.
And one of us said something
say,
like,
it's fun to say.
If you have one wea, that's fine. Right, but if you have a bunch of them in a bag, it's a Sacagawea.
Right.
And so that was classic humor.
Yeah, it was.
All right, second question. What does Sacagawea's name mean? What does Sacagawea's name mean? For example, my name is Edward. It means guardian.
Ooh.
What does Sacagawea's name mean? And third question, can't ever have too many good tumbleweed questions. Tumbleweeds, those staples of old Western movies, were actually brought here from what country? They are not native to this country. Where did tumbleweeds come from?
They're imported?
They are imported, sir. That could send a few people Baskin-Robbins.
What is real anymore? Really?
Huh? We are a nation of immigrants, even our plants.
I'm traveling in West Texas, and you're telling me a tumbleweed was imported from, I don't know, Finland or something. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got, brother?
All right, my first question. NASCAR has been in the news this week. Who has the most career victories in that top series? It started as the National Series, and it then went to the Cup. Who has the most career victories in the top series? My second question, 3-4 is a common musical time signature. 3-4, 6-8, 6-4. What does the 3 stand for, and what does the 4 stand for in 3-4 time?
Oh, you music elitists.
Yeah, that's right. And number 5, Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird in 1968. What was the inspiration of that song?
Was that a famous song?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
It is a Blackbird. I guess it is.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know if it was the B-side or something, you know? All right. I know a lot of the Paul McCartney songs, but not familiar with that.
There's a lot of young people who are going the B-side. What does that
mean?
Right,
I know. Well, true. All right, here are my three riddles. JJ gave me this one, so if you don't like it, you
blame
can complain
JJ.
To him. He gave me this one before he left on his trip.
You got to say it in a voice.
And here's the deal. I can't do that. But it won't last.
Right.
So it'll be a hybrid, yeah. Which it ruins the whole effect.
You'll wind up sounding
switch
like
back
Sean
into
Connery.
Myself. Yes, duly noted. Why was Cinderella never good at playing soccer?
Oh.
Why was Cinderella, we all know who she was.
Right.
Never good at playing soccer. Number two. Why do cows wear bells? Why do cows wear bells? And another corny riddle, rivaling that last one. What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? By the way, you ever put those little baby corns on your pickled baby corns on your salad?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I guess I've had them. I don't know whether I guess they would be on salads.
You know what I'm talking about?
Salad bar.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
So I want to know. I'm curious about this. Are those things baby corns that will grow up to be full adult ears? Or are they made that way?
I think they're.
Are they intended to? Are they harvested as
I don't think it's corn.
Yeah, I think it's something.
Oh
else.
No, you're serious?
The things we
I've
learned.
Been this duped is, all these years because I asked the salad bar lady, "Where's the baby corn?"
You go to some place that has a salad bar lady.
Well, they
what
replenish.
What does she do? Oh, she replenishes.
Yes, they have to be replenished. Believe it or not. And so I asked her, you know, where are the? And so I technically was incorrect.
They're
called something else.
Well, actually. As I'm looking it up, according to Wikipedia, baby corn, also known as young corn, cornlets, or baby sweet corn, is a cereal grain taken from corn harvested early while the stalks are still small.
What? Yeah.
So wait a minute. Are we saying that Brother Tim was mocked by Brother Ed?
Inaccurately.
Or Professor Ed, I should
inaccurately.
Say?
Inaccurately.
Yes.
I recant. I withdraw my sarcasm.
Okay, if you're going to be sarcastically mocking against somebody, you need to be right.
Well, that's true. then I can't be sarcastic very often.
Right. All right, let's go.
All right, let's go to Texas. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors.
Benjamin, morning. Thank you. And welcome visiting Professor Steve here.
Hey, Benjamin.
Good morning, Steve.
Welcome to the class.
Yes, welcome to the class. Benjamin, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, go ahead. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I want to answer Steve's question about the NASCAR.
All right, the question is, NASCAR has been in the news this week. Who has the most victories in this top series?
Would that be Petty Richard?
It would be, well, Richard Petty, yes. How many victories is that?
That deserves a clap.
That does.
How many victories? Do you know?
200.
200 victories. And by the way, second on that list is David Pearson with only 105.
Wow.
I know, right?
That doubles up number two.
Yeah. Very good, Benjamin.
So Richard Petty is that's why they call him the king?
That is why they call him the king.
Will that ever be? Would that ever
never,
be matched?
Never. It would be like someone beating Hank Aaron's home run record.
Or Joe DiMaggio's hitting
100, streak. 112 game streak. Yeah, it just won't ever happen.
Okay. Benjamin, what's your question for us?
All right. It's an Italian question, so okay. You're all welcome to answer, but kind of geared to Ed.
All right.
What kind of car inspired Ferruccio Lamborghini to start his own automobile company?
You know, it's I just got to say, this is Benjamin Wilhite, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because you just emailed me and messaged me on Facebook and warned me a car question was coming. Listen, could you say his name again? I just want to hear the Southern accent say an Italian name again.
What kind of car inspired Ferruccio Lamborghini to start his own automobile company?
That does sound like a dish at Olive Garden.
I'll have that. Ferruccio Lamborghini, please.
Yes, please bring me that.
With some shrimp with some on it.
You know the answer to this
I
question?
Have, Benjamin, you knew it when you messaged me on Facebook. Yeah. I am a zero on a lot of subjects. Cars is one of them. I have no idea.
What is
Any of you guys know?
No.
No, Benjamin, what's the answer?
You stumped us.
All right, here's the answer. Here's the story behind it. Ferruccio famously owned a Ferrari 250 GT, which he repeatedly took in to be serviced at the Maranello headquarters because of a faulty clutch. When he politely asked Enzo Ferrari for a replacement part, Ferrari replied, "You're just a silly tractor manufacturer. How could you possibly know anything about sports cars?" Like any red-blooded Italian, he spat on the floor, walked out, and started designing his own sports car.
Wow. That's a good story.
That is awesome.
That is a great story. Awesome.
Now, I do not spit on the floor because I am just as liable to spit on my chin by mistake and embarrass myself. So,
Hey, Benjamin, thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you.
That was great. That's a great little story, too.
Yeah. Like wow. It. Okay. That'd make a great movie.
Okay.
Probably.
I'll show you. I'm going to start my own car company. Take that.
All right. We go to John in Texas next. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys, from Cut and Shoot.
Hey,
yeah,
John.
There we go. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Of course, we got the 8-week waiting period.
Did you wait
That's
eight?
A
did,
long time.
Yeah.
Did you wait 8 weeks, John? Be honest.
Actually, this 8 weeks plus one, so it's all right. Nine.
All right, good, good. You want to ask, answer, or do both, John?
I want to do both, but first I'd like to say something. I'm sorry I missed the staff meeting this morning, but I have a suggestion that you might use sometimes. It's like when people call in, and they call in from great places, but like I call in and I could say, "Good morning from Cut and Shoot. KAFR country."
Oh, KAFR, that's our station call letters.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Right. In Conroe, but in my case, it's in Cut and Shoot. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway. People can say what station they're listening to. Or
sure.
A lot of people listen.
We don't listen
on the app.
We don't mind that.
Too.
No, yeah.
No.
Well, anyway, just suggestion.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I want to do both.
Which question do you want to try to answer?
The question about the Foreigner, tumbleweed.
Oh,
tumbleweed.
Okay. All right.
Tumbleweed.
Here, hey, John, here's the question. Tumbleweeds, those staples of old Western movies, were actually brought here from what country?
They call it the Russian thistle.
That is correct.
Oh.
They came from Russia or Ukraine, and they were brought here, and I do actually have a follow-up tumbleweed question I will ask.
How did they get here? Do they tumble all the way from Russia? Do they go over the North Pole? Like
they were brought here for...
So every time I see a tumbleweed, it is an illegal tumbleweed immigrant from Russia.
It's a Russian asset.
Wow.
That's right. So, and I do have a very interesting follow-up question that when we add some questions, I will add another tumbleweed question. But
please.
Good job, John. Did you know that or did you look it up?
Oh, I know that. I've spent some time in the panhandle. But also, when I was in the Air Force in Alamogordo, New Mexico, stationed at Holloman, tumbleweeds are everywhere out there in that desert. And at Christmas time, I got the bright idea that I got one and spray-painted it white, put it in my room, strung some lights around it, and that was my Christmas tree. And I thought I was a genius and all this. Well, and after Christmas, took the lights off, just kicked it out the front door, and it just blew away. But when I went to town to Alamogordo, me thinking I was the only one that did it, in the fence rows out there, I looked, and there were people had sprayed with Flock. They were pink ones and blue ones and white ones and green ones. And so I wasn't the only one that thought of that.
John, that moment when you think you're smart and then realize just about everyone's smarter, that's a bitter moment in life, isn't it? I hit that way back.
Hey,
I got
a question, John. And at the risk of sounding like I don't know much about tumbleweeds, that in and of itself is worth a scorn. But how do they reproduce, John?
They have little flowers, and of course when the seeds germinate, they grow in the ground, and then they have, they'll grow up to a certain size, put the flowers out, and when the thing dies, it breaks away and wind blows it off, and that's how they scatter their seeds.
Wow.
Yes, thank you, Tim, for asking and then having answered my follow-up question. Let me scratch that one off, too.
Hey, Ed?
Yes.
Ed, I can't call back now for 16 weeks because I already answered a question.
That's right.
There you go. That's right. You answered two questions.
I knew not what your follow-up question was.
Thou knowest not.
All right.
John, what's your question for us?
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, I got a short one this time. Who actually said, this is a quote, "and I can see Russia from my house," unquote?
Oh, I know that one.
Steve.
That would be Sarah Palin, the ex-governor of Alaska, who is also the running mate for vice president with John McCain.
I am going to disagree. I'm going to say Sarah Palin was mocked for it, but it was actually Tina Fey who played Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live.
Who is it, John?
Ed? You're exactly right.
We don't learn this stuff down at Learning Community College.
Now, everyone mocked Sarah Palin for saying it, but it was Tina Fey who played her character on all these Saturday Night Live skits. Who's the one who said it?
Steve, our newsman, fell for fake news.
I did.
Hey, John, take care, my friend. Exactly. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Tell you what, let's take our break, and we'll come back, and we'll go to Mark in Virginia, Mike in Oklahoma, Todd in North Carolina, and you. We welcome you to call in. If you haven't been on the program with us in the last 8 weeks and you'd like to call and be on the air, ask or answer a trivia question and or a riddle. The phone number is 888-589-8840. Again, 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. We shall return momentarily with more. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. There have been grave concerns that Pope Francis is turning the Catholic Church to the left on cultural and political issues. But they aren't the only religious denomination going woke. So is the Southern Baptist Convention. In recent days, Southern Baptist leaders have embraced the Black Lives Matter movement. Convention President J.D. Greer even encouraged Baptists to stop saying all lives matter. Churches are being infected with critical race theory and social justice theology. Some Southern Baptist leaders are also encouraging the use of pronoun hospitality when dealing with sex and gender revolutionaries. In response to the leftward drift, a group of pastors and laymen formed the Conservative Baptist Network. Men like Dr. Charles Stanley, Mike Huckabee, and Tony Perkins among those in the group. Just the other day, denominational leaders launched an attack on the Conservative Baptist Network. They want anyone associated to be removed from positions of influence within the Southern Baptist Convention. All I can say is heaven help America if the Southern Baptists go left. I'm Todd Starnes.
And there's the theme. From the Waltons, great show from the 70s. One lesson I learned from the Waltons, among many, is...
just not to have too many kids.
Well, my appreciation for a little privacy.
Yes, absolutely.
Huh? Because...
goes a long way, doesn't it?
They got none in that house, huh?
Yeah.
Good night. All right. Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then back to the phones we will go.
Back to the phones. All right, I got a couple of Sacagawea questions. Uh-huh. This is a blast from the past. Sacagawea, the Native American who helped guide the Lewis and Clark expedition, was of what Indian tribe? Second question, what does Sacagawea's name mean? And I will add a Bible question.
Well, what did you say Ed meant?
You said Edward means guardian.
Does it?
And my middle name is Michael, and it means who is like the Lord.
The guardian who's like the Lord?
No, Michael, just who is like the Lord. No, I'm not claiming to be like the Lord. No way. I don't want to get zapped. All right, third question, Bible question. What named archangel appears in the book of Revelation? What named archangel appears in the book of Revelation?
Not Edward.
No, not Edward.
No, the Archangel Vitagliano, I think.
I am an angel sometimes. Not an archangel.
All right, here are my questions. 3-4 is a common musical time signature, like 4-4 or 6-8. What does the 3 stand for, and what does the 4 stand for? Number 2, Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird in 1968, a hit for the Beatles, although no one here seems to have heard of it. Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird in 1968. What was his inspiration? And then my new question, a jiffy is an actual time measurement. I'll be back in a jiffy.
No kidding.
Yeah. How long is it?
That's a great question. The other two? But that one's a great question.
Your Paul McCartney question is not going to be answered.
I'll answer it.
You'll answer it at the end.
It will be answered.
All right, here are mine.
Back in a jiffy. That's interesting. I'm sorry, good.
Like the peanut butter?
Just yes. Like.
Are we talking about peanut butter?
Yeah, or the or what I grew up thinking was actual cornbread, jiffy cornbread, yeah. Until I moved down south.
Can't you get your oil change there, too?
Yes.
Yes, you can. And you can get some
that jiffy cornbread. That jiffy brand. They're yeah. Everywhere, like Amazon of the 70s. All right, here are my three questions. I got this from JJ, so if you don't like it, blame him. Why was Cinderella never good at playing soccer? You're going to kick yourself.
I don't know that one, but I think I know the second one.
If you don't know, why was Cinderella never any good at playing soccer? Why was that? Number 2, why do cows wear bells?
That one I do know.
Okay.
And that's
great. And finally, what did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
This is going to be funny, isn't it? I'm looking forward to this one.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? That sounds like the beginning of a Paul McCartney song.
It might be. It might be.
If we just get all right, let's go ahead. Birds.
Go back there to the phones. Those are phones.
Virginia and Mike. That's what we. That's what we'd call them up in New England. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello, professors.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The Cinderella one, please.
Oh, good.
Cinderella. Why, Mark, was Cinderella never any good at playing soccer?
Because she kept running away from the ball.
That's awesome.
Way to go, Mark. That's right. That's
running
right.
Away from the ball. I love that.
Did that just come to you in a, or did you have to?
It sounds like a dad joke, right?
So how did you find out?
May have kids.
Well, I'm just a Cinderella expert.
Okay. Okay.
We may have to ask for your man card now, Mark.
All right. Why was Cinderella never good at playing soccer? And Mark tells us the answer because she ran away.
He kept running away from the ball.
The ball. Oh, my goodness.
I love
gracious.
That. That's great.
Yeah. All right. What's your question for us, Mark?
Okay. Who was it said about that he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen?
Sergeant Carter.
From Gomer Pyle. Sergeant Carter from
Gomer
Pyle.
Is that not right?
That's our final answer. No, hang on. Say that again. I should know this.
It's a history question.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was it said about that he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen?
Okay. We may have different answers, Mark. So don't say yes
don't
or
say
no.
Yeah. Don't say yeah.
I'm going to say George Washington.
I agree.
You agree? What do you think, Steve?
All I remember is the saying, first in war, first in peace, and last in the National League about the Washington Senators. I do remember that.
Maybe it's because George Washington was the
actually, the Washington Nationals won the World Series.
But not back when they were – this was back in the
– Washington Senators. Yeah,
the original
Mark,
one.
Is that right? George Washington?
It's George Washington. You're correct.
Wow. All right.
We clap for ourselves.
Yes.
And it was said by the father of Robert E. Lee.
Wow.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yep. All right.
That's a great trivia question, Mark.
Absolutely,
Thank
brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Take care. Appreciate you listening. By the way, we've been off the air in one of our Richmond area stations. Maybe we're back on the air now.
The power lightning strike or something? Or?
Yeah, I think something like that. Now, why I say that, I don't know, because people who are affected by that won't be able to hear us.
They won't be able to say yes or no.
So,
unless they're listening online or with the app.
Raise your hand if you're not here.
They may be listening on the app wondering what's wrong with the radio station.
Yeah.
The power's off there in the Richmond area where we are, where our tower is. All right, back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, professors. Good to hear you again.
Hey, it's Mike. Good to be heard.
Thank you, but where do you listen there in Oklahoma?
Out of northern Oklahoma, listen KBQC out near Independence, Kansas.
Okay, out of Kansas. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the tower's kind of in the boonies.
A lot of our towers are trying to hide them from the government.
That's right.
And Facebook. We don't want Facebook finding them either.
But anyway.
Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll do both. And
which question you want to try to answer?
I'll try your number one there.
All right.
Sacagawea.
All right, Sacagawea, the Native American who helped guide the Lewis and Clark expedition, was of what Indian tribe? What say you, Mike?
Shoshone.
The Shoshone is correct. The Shoshone Indian tribe.
Idaho.
They're out of Idaho? I mean, they're located, most of them, in Idaho?
That's, I think, where she was from, Idaho.
Okay. Shoshone, but is Shoshone
the tribe?
Yes, but I mean, is it a large tribe, relatively speaking, to other Indian tribes?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good question.
That's beyond my knowledge there.
Mine as well.
What Indians or Native Americans are predominant in Oklahoma?
Oh, my. We have the five civilized tribes here. Cherokee, Osage, Choctaw, Chickasaw. We got a bunch, but those are the main ones.
Okay. Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Civilized as opposed to?
Nomadic.
What? Oh, nomadic. Okay. Gotcha.
There you go.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Mike.
What's your question for us?
Here's one. This comes from a couple of weeks ago. Somebody called in and asked a question about the Little Dipper. Which direction does the Little Dipper point?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry to say, but you guys blew it.
Oh, no.
You guys missed.
I wasn't here.
Last
okay, well, now,
so
I said south, and then the caller said it was actually east. So who blew it? We blew it? The caller blew it? What?
Both of you blew it.
Mm. Okay.
That's just
actually, the Little Dipper, the end of the Little Dipper star is also known as the star Polaris or the North Star.
Oh.
So that star is always north. That's the pole star, Polaris or North Star.
I thought that was the Big Dipper.
Is that the brightest star in the sky?
No.
No, it's what? Not. Not the brightest, but it's the one that stays pretty much in the same position.
That's kind of like me.
And
okay.
I'm not the brightest. But I pretty much stay in the same spot. So there's that.
That's not something to be proud of, Ed. Wait. So what's the brightest star in the? What do you call it?
Okay.
Sky.
Here it is, Tim. Are you ready?
Uh huh.
The sun.
Oh yeah.
Yes, that is that. good point. Mike was.
I don't know how to take that, Mike.
I think that was sarcasm. We were talking earlier about sarcasm.
I think you dished it to Tim because karma, probably. Even though I'm not a big fan of Hinduism, I think that just happened to me. It came back to me. It boomeranged.
Yes,
Mike. It's the star, but at okay, Mike. At night. And now you're going to tell me the sun is still there at night, Tim. And I'm going to say, got me again. So, at night, what's the brightest star?
No, the brightest star in the northern hemisphere at night is the star Sirius.
Sirius.
It's a winter star, yeah.
Gotcha.
I was going to say maybe Kim Kardashian.
Because there's there's one star. Yeah, just stop right there. There is that one star. So I should have known the answer to that. It's Sirius that you see up there at night, as opposed to day.
Well, now sometimes it's where Venus could be Venus. That
that's not a star. That would be a planet.
Well, I know, but I mean in terms of the brightest
object.
Okay, well, there's something really bright. Maybe a UFO, for all I know. But it's there every night that there's a clear sky.
Yeah,
you know, and it just like stands out from the other.
That could, well, no, yeah.
But you're saying it may be Sirius.
Yeah, what you're probably seeing it that you think so bright at night, right after sunset, or is probably the planet Venus.
That's what Ed just said. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
Venus.
I'm not as dumb as I look. I'm just saying.
Who told you you look dumb, Ed?
All right, Mike. Hey, thank you. That was some good learning you dropped on us. All right.
All right, Mike Collar from Oklahoma. We call this, this is Trivia Friday, but we all also call it
Learning University.
Steve's learning. Our visiting professor today is Steve Jordahl.
He is. Glad to be here, by the
filling
way.
Filling in for J.J. Jasper.
When did you I don't have a voice like this. I guess I could try, but...
That big shoes to fill.
I think my left ear is bleeding. That was loud.
Steve's joining us today. I'm Tim with Ed.
He's doing a good job.
Yes, you are, Steve.
Thank
if you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. If you want to watch the live video streaming of Trivia Friday, go to YouTube or Facebook and just type in Today's Issues. Let us hear for now. Repeat our questions.
That have heretofore gone unanswered?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I just think I just made up a word. You know.
All right.
That's how words are made up, though. They just come as inspiration, I think, to people, and then they're used.
They
and,
find their way into the everyday language.
The cosmos.
Yes, that's right. So here are my three questions. I'm going to have to add one. We were just talking about Sacagawea, the Native American who helped guide the Lewis and Clark expedition. What does Sacagawea's name mean? Second question, what named archangel appears in the book of Revelation? And here's the question I will add. Which English city has more miles of canals than Venice, Italy? What English city has more miles of canals than Venice,
not
Italy?
Not European city, but not other European city, but an English.
It's an English
city. It would also be European, but
right.
In English. All right, go.
And just a reminder, by the way, if you get our mystery question correct, not only will you get a T-shirt, but you'll get a very, very nice turned pen.
Yes.
Did you hold one up?
Listener.
He's got one.
I have one that's made out of antler. So get one out of there, because those are made of wood, the ones you're going to
Steve, you're not
see,
the boss but, of me.
Oh, well.
I got to dig this
anyway,
thing out.
Anyway, this is courtesy of our listener, Darren Hill.
And they're beautiful, beautiful pens.
Yes. And you can find a picture of those or purchase those if you'd like at D-A-R-T, Dart. I forgot the rest of it.
Dart Woodworks.
Dartwoodworks.com.
All right, what are your questions, Steve?
Okay, my questions. Number one, 3-4 is a common musical time signature. What does the 3 stand for, and what does the 4 stand for? Number two, Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird in 1968. What was the inspiration for that song? And then number three, this third one, a jiffy is an actual time measurement. Be back in a jiffy. How long is it?
I had no idea. That's a real trivia question.
I'll tell you where I got that one after the show here.
Okay.
My here are mine. One of my riddles have been answered, so I shall add one. Here's the first one. Why do cows wear bells? Why do cows wear bells? Our children have asked us that many times.
Yes, and people will find out before the end of the show.
Right. Number two, what did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Oh, man.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Sounds like something from Dr. Seuss.
It's a mocking, bird. Mama corn. All right, I don't know what I was thinking there. And I've said that many times during my life.
Don't know what I was thinking.
Don't know what I was thinking there. Especially in the 15 to 18 age range. Yes.
You also heard your dad say that. I've heard my dad say
it. Most of us experience this. You look back now, as you get older, you get decades away from your teenage years, and then you go, what?
You shake your head.
You shake your head, and you go, I hope nobody ever finds out about that. You know what I'm saying? All right, why did I do that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number three. Here's a new riddle for the day anyway. You walk into a room with a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. Which one of these do you light first?
When I walk into a room with a fireplace? The room has the fireplace. I'm not carrying the fireplace.
I shall at this point repeat my question.
Thank you.
Which, Steve... Pay close attention, brother.
I'm listening.
You walk into a room with a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. Which do you light first? All right, there you go.
I know the answer to that one.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. North Carolina and our friend from Seagrove, I'm guessing, Todd. Welcome back, Todd.
Well, good morning to the dean and the professors.
Hey, Todd, man, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
And Todd is like, I mentioned this about every 8 or 9 weeks when Todd calls back in. Todd has answered correctly the mystery question probably 7 or 8 times. Would you say one time? How many times you answered the mystery question correctly?
Somewhere between 13 to 15 times.
Wow.
If I were a betting man, I'd take Todd to the casino.
I would.
But I'm not a betting man, nor do I recommend casino.
And if I needed to borrow a T-shirt, I might hit him up, too.
Todd has actually passed it on most of the time that he's won. All right, Todd, Welcome back. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I'm a big Beatles fan, but I have to admit I'm going to be taking a very wild guess about Steve's question about Paul McCartney.
All right, here's the question. Paul McCartney wrote the song Blackbird in 1968. What was the inspiration, Todd?
Like I said, this is a wild guess, but I'm guessing his then-girlfriend, Linda Eastman.
Ah, the answer is incorrect. Good guess, though, but that's not the answer.
I'm shocked that you know who his girlfriend was.
Yeah, Linda Eastman. Eastman Kodak, she was one of the heirs of the Eastman family, and she was also in the band Wings. It was a storybook.
That's how they split, because the Kodak girl was dating him.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then the Eastman stole him from her, and they split at that point.
Yeah,
because it was Eastman Kodak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No,
and then
I don't.
Well, then it became just Kodak.
Okay. So, and, I'm sorry.
I don't know 60s pop culture. I don't know if we can help you or not.
I think you just made up that 60s pop culture.
Yeah, I didn't know
there.
The difference.
I didn't.
Which is good. You were naive.
I understood Eastman Kodak. I understood that reference. But
if I have to explain it to you, Todd got it. He laughed.
I will tell you that Todd is kind of has one part of this. It's a hint. One part of this he has correct. I'll tell you what the hint is. The hint is that you're right, Todd. Bird is English slang for girl.
Right.
Okay.
So like chick is in the U.S.?
Like chick is in the U.S., yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, Todd, what's your question for us?
Well, it's very coincidental, even though we don't believe in coincidences, of course, but my trivia question has to do with the Beatles as well. My question is, in the Beatles song, Lady Madonna, what day of the week is not mentioned in the song?
All right. Sunday.
You usually have a question from Exodus chapter 14, Todd.
Now you're, verse 32.
Now you're switching on us here, huh?
Yeah.
What's the ask the question again. What now?
Okay, in the Beatles song, Lady Madonna, which day of the week is not mentioned in the song?
Wow. How much of an idea I have on this? Zero idea.
I'm going to say Friday.
Tim, do you have a guess?
No, I don't.
I'm going to say, I'm just going to guess. I have a 1 in 7. I'm going to say Wednesday. And what's the answer, Todd?
Well, I'm afraid all of you are incorrect, and I will give you the rundown of the days in the week that are in the song. Okay, it's on Friday night, Arise Without a Suitcase. Sunday morning, Creeping Like a Nun.
Right.
Monday's Child has learned to tie his bootlace.
See how
Tuesday
they run.
Afternoon is never ending. Wednesday morning papers didn't come. Thursday night, your stockings needed mending, which means that Saturday is the only day of the week that is not mentioned in
there
the song.
There you go.
Now, what is the purpose for leaving out Saturday, do you know?
Well, that's the thing about, I know Paul was asked about that. He sort of figured maybe that, Saturday night was a party night, just, so.
Okay. Hey, Todd.
Sunday morning, creep like a nun.
You can hear Saturday in the song if you'll play the record backwards. Okay.
That's some of that backward masking. Yeah,
thank you, Todd.
That's a rumor there.
God bless you.
And that's a dirty rumor started by somebody to say that you could do that.
I know.
All right, Todd. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
I never will forget my dad. When was it, late 70s when all that backward masking?
That was in late 70s, early 80s.
But
people going from church to church teaching on that.
Teaching on that. I told my dad about that. I said, well, listen to this backwards.
Yeah.
I was a teenager, and he said, I really don't care what he said. I got a problem with what it says forward.
Forward, yes. Right?
Well, because and some of our listeners know what you're talking about. Brent, do you know what we're talking about? Backward masking. Anyway, they would do these Christian like conferences, and they would teach on it, and they would have songs that played backwards, and supposedly there were satanic messages in them. I think one of the Beatles song actually did put something in backwards, number
the Beatles
nine.
They actually more than once used tape, and they were masters of the studio creative, and they put their time play the tape backwards.
But it was always very difficult to hear the message that they said was in there So your dad's point.
That was a Christian cottage industry for
about four or five years.
Then the cassette tape came along and CD and ruined everything. All right, back to let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Mississippi, and Fern is on the line. Fern, welcome to Trivia Friday. Fern, you there?
Yes, sir. It's Fern with an F as the flower.
Fern. Yes.
Like where the red
fern grows?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, Fern, where do you live in Mississippi?
Starkville.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful. I just put my hand over my heart.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we going to have is there going to be a football season, you think?
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
In a very modified way, I imagine.
Well, Fern, ask, answer, or both?
I'm just going to answer one.
Okay.
The one about Sacagawea's name, what it means.
All right. So, Fern, what does Sacagawea's name mean?
It actually has two meanings. One of them is bird woman, and the other is boat puller.
Whoa. That is absolutely correct.
What was the other one?
Those bird. It could either mean bird woman or boat puller. I have no idea how those could be, you know, coming out of the same name.
The
but
southern dialect well, of the could, one. Is, yeah.
Well, because the Shoshone, according to the Shoshone, it meant boat puller if her name originated there. But she had been kidnapped by another tribe, Hidatsa or something tribe, and they according to their language, it means bird woman.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. Now, Fern, did you hear the beloved cowbell?
Do you know what that means?
Isn't that appropriate that she's from Starkville?
She's from Starkville.
That's right.
Oh, yes. I think it means I get a special T-shirt, one of those that doesn't stain or
right.
get wrinkled.
Is bulletproof, also bulletproof.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need that.
Also, you get one of these beautiful pens that we've been talking about. And so you actually get
those.
Both.
Yeah.
So make sure when we're done, you didn't have a question for us. So don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and congratulations. We'll send you out both a T-shirt and one of these pens, okay?
Or you can drive up here and get it, either one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Might be faster. All right.
Thank you. I enjoy your show every week. Thank you.
Thank you, Fern.
That's Fern calling from Starkville, Mississippi.
How appropriate.
She got to hear the cowbell.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Best not that we try to get a call in right now. We're going to have to take
redo our questions if you,
sure.
you have time to do that.
Sure, let's go. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to add another one because
we can't.
We don't
have time.
We'll come back and do it.
Yes. So what we're going to do now is pause for news, and we'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We will restate our questions and our riddles, and then we'll get back to the phones. In fact, Dennis in Tennessee, you'll be up first. Then we got Karen in Arkansas, Eric in Texas, and Annis in Mississippi. So, and you too, you can be on with us by calling this number at 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 to play trivia. We'll see you in a few minutes.
The